Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashuni Yogi speaking and it's 7:30 PM here in Hyderabad. Wishing all listeners a very happy Vishu, Baisakhi. I think there's different names in different cultures around India, but the essence is the same. It's the harvest festival for all Indians and it's also termed as a new year for a lot of Indians out here, and is celebrated with great pomp and joy. And Keralites are not to be left behind, and this is one of the most important festivals for all Keralites, because predominantly Kerala has been a farming state, and it is said that, you know, Vishu means, you know, it's a day where the number of hours for the day and night are equal. It's called the equinox here. And there's also a story behind it saying that till Ravana was there, Suryadev could not rise from the east. And after Ravana died, this is the day where Suryadev was able to rise from the east. So there are different stories about today's day, but the importance is celebration of prosperity and also looking for the year ahead. So this day, specifically all Malayalis, what they do is they have something called as a Vishu Kani, which is nothing but Lord Vishnu's photo is there, and they decorate it with yellow, special yellow flower. It's called the Vishupur. You don't get it everywhere, but you really have to find it hard to get that particular type of flower that is there. And then you have you know, gold coins, you've got betel leaf, betel nut, then you have mangoes. Everything that's in yellow is worshipped, because yellow is prosperity. We put rice there. There's something called as urli. That's a vessel that is used in Kerala. We light a lamp, and then we also have a mirror. So first thing in the morning is to see this Vishu Kani, okay, and then only start any other thing. So we have to close our eyes and then only see that first sight of Vishu Kani. And that's something which is I've been following ever since my birth. You know, my dad used to guide me. Now I'm guiding my children. My children is going to hopefully will guide their kids to see this Vishu Kani. And the thing is, for kids, it is a very special day because they get some pocket money. You know, so it is called as Vishukainetam, which is elders who are earning members of the family give to the non-earning members a gift or some money or cash, you know. And specifically kids, as kid, I used to get 100 rupees, 200 rupees from my dad, from relatives across, and we used to collect this money, so much so that we used to feel, wow, we can now spend it. But during those days, my dad used to take the money, and of course he would spend it on our own food, like going to a restaurant or something, but we never got to spend it on our own. Nowadays kids do get to spend it on their own, but that's the beauty of it, right? In Kerala, usually, you know, we have our bath and then we burst crackers. And previously it was a very simple festival where we used to make the first produce of the field, that was usually paddy. We used to make kanji out of it and have it. Now it is a little more elaborate, where you have a nice spread, you know, that sadhya spread. We have different kinds of vegetables, curries, and sambar, and rice, and papadam, and paisam. And my god, today I must have literally put on 2 kilos just having that sadhya. I really love it when I have it in the banana leaf. The taste is completely different. The authenticity of having food on a banana leaf is something to live for, I would say. amazing thing. And of course, when your mom makes it for you and your wife makes it for you, it is going to be very, very, very special. So yes, I always treasure this moment. I treasure this moment. The only thing here is that this is the first time that my daughter is not here for Vishu. She's in the hostel, and you know, she had a very, I would say, I don't know how, what you call that, a lonely Vishu, I would say, you know, because she couldn't get to decorate the place. She wanted to you know, decorate her table with flowers and all, but there's still some restrictions on going out there, so she had to keep it quite simple. Just had a photo of the Lord Vishnu on her table. Well, I just speaking to Seema and said, I don't know next when the whole family will be together to celebrate you know, such festivals, now that our son is also getting into the 12th. Just got to know that the 10th CBSE exams have been cancelled, I suppose, and 12th CBSE exams have been postponed. So there's a lot of unknowns for the students out here. Don't know what's going to in store for them. I'm more worried about you know, our students, their career, you know, how they should be going about it. So yeah, that's one thing. Well, besides you know, Vishu and celebrating it, it was good to, you know, just relax my day. Though I had to, you know, have some reviews, some workouts, because of lockdown I had to modify a few people's workout. But other than that, I did try to spend my day in a more relaxed manner. I was reading this book called Breathe, which was gifted to me by Lalita. So just started with it, just finished the intro, and I'm on the first chapter. I still have to do a lot of other things, but I'm going to finish that book definitely, for sure. I had to also take my mom to the physio today, and you know, it's quite I don't know, you can call it concerning, because you know, you're going to a public place, you know, taking your mom, you know, and for the physio session, and there's nothing we can, no alternative except to do that, because she's in pain and we have to take her. But you know, completely I don't feel it to be quite safe and hygienic to be going outside now. So what we have done is we've called the physio's assistant from tomorrow onwards to our home. Though they're going to charge us extra, I feel it's better to be safe than travel all the way to a public place for any kind of a massage. So that's one thing that we are going to do. Hopefully she should start getting better as the treatment progresses. Let's hope for the best. Well, that was what I did today overall. A little bit busy, I would say, in the evening part of it. You know, now navigating around the roads in Hyderabad is like becoming slightly difficult, because there's so many buildings and sprouting up. I actually missed the route to the clinic and had to take a detour and come back. So yeah, that's what it is. Well, folks, that's about Vishu. That's about my day today. I hope you all also enjoyed your day as much as I did. Tomorrow is going to be my off day. I'm going to go relax. Not relax exactly. I still have to click the videos, you know, off for the MIM challenge. And that is going to be my target. And hopefully tomorrow I might get vaccinated. It all depends on the availability of the vaccine. But definitely I have to take my mom for her second shot of vaccination. I think she should be able to get that. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope you all enjoy your day. Please do take care of your loved ones. Stay healthy, stay strong, keep smiling, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.